Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Fine, her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
As Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in 1720, when I was 14 years of age, I was just plain Ben. Of course, even then, I had my eye on changing the world. You've come with me this far. Now picture yourselves on a ship bound for Philadelphia and freedom, with a crate of Spanish gold at your feet and a warship just off the starboard bow ready to blow you to smithereens if you don't hand over the treasure. What would you do?
Prepare to fall!
Ben, what do we do?
What else can we do?
I like being rich, even if it was just for a few hours.
I'll settle for a life.
Ah! Oh!
That was a warning shot. Lower your sails and prepare for boarding.
Oh, you're on your own, boy. Me and my crew ain't ready to drown for you and your wharf rats. You heard the governor, mates. Lower all sails.
No, wait. We can do so much good with the treasure. We can't let the governor have it.
You asked for it, Franklin. Light the fuse. Prepare to fire.
You fool! You'll sink us all!
Hand me your speaking trumpet. Hey, Governor, if you sink this ship, you'll sink all the Spanish gold with it.
One of us isn't bluffing, Franklin. I wonder who will blink first.
You tell me, Governor, when I take these two bags of gold doubloons and dump them into the water.
You won't.
Watch me.
No, wait!
Father, what if he tosses the gold?
He wouldn't dare.
Sir, I know Ben Franklin. He'll do it.
Give up, Father. You've lost.
Never.
Listen to me, Franklin. You can have everything you want. Your brother will be released. You and your friends, including Eliza, will have your freedom.
And your daughter?
Her life is her own. She may live it as she pleases. All you have to do is hand over the gold.
It's a reasonable exchange, Ben.
You're always so reasonable, John.
We can't have everything.
Something's better than nothing.
Or maybe Jamaica Jack was right and this gold is cursed. I'm sorry, lads. We'll gain our liberty another day in another way. But better the sea claims this gold than the governor.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Then farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies.
No!
Step aside, boys. I'm tossing the whole bloody crate overboard.
No!
It's gone, Father. The gold is gone.
And good riddance.
It's mine! It's mine!
What are you doing? Father, come down!
Father, don't!
It's mine!
Father!
Someone help him! He can't!
Watching the governor struggle in water, I was struggling myself with my better angels.
Ned, throw him a rope.
Like the rope we meant to hang us with, John?
He wants the gold all for himself? Maybe we let him have it.
Help him, please! He comes with...
He's still her father.
Huh? What did you say, Ben?
Hold my coat, John.
Wait, you're not thinking of...
If we let him drown, we're no better than he is.
Ben, don't do it!
I got you.
As you may recall, I was an accomplished swimmer. The governor thrashed about something fierce, but once I applied a bit of leverage, he was meek as a mackerel. With the help of John, Ned, and Sam, mostly Ned, we hauled him onto the deck of the Mary Jane, and there he lay unconscious until we returned to the very dock from which we had set sail as rich men with high hopes.
Easy, lads. He's a villain, but he's still a human being.
Is he dead?
Just unconscious. The water was mighty cold.
Keep away from him.
Thad, no. Father would have been drowned if it weren't for Ben. Father!
Father, can you hear me?
Franklin, you saved my life.
Think nothing of it, Governor. We're all brothers, right?
It was a very brave thing to do. It was also a very foolish thing to do. Constable!
Sir!
Take Mr. Franklin and his friends to Boston Common. They shall hang from the very tree that guarded the king's treasure. The treasure they so carelessly dumped into the sea.
Ben, is this the end?
Steady, Sam. Try not to show fear.
There we stood, beneath the hanging tree, hands tied behind our backs, and five ropes dangling from the branches overhead.
People of Boston, observe what happens to enemies of the crown.
Beg pardon, Governor. There's only four of us, lads. Who's the fifth rope for?
Constable, bring forth the prisoner.
Here he is, Governor. James Franklin, printer.
My brother wasn't part of this, and you know it!
Waste of breath, Ben. He means to hang the lot of us.
It ain't right!
Who said that?
Justice!
You rabble! Who dares defy me to my face?
If I may, sir.
Judge Warren, surely you don't pretend to speak for this mob.
It is the law I speak for, and may I humbly suggest this execution may be a bit rash? Four of them are mere boys. And there is the matter of a trial by jury.
Justice! 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 We want peace. This is wrong.
When civil disobedience threatens the peace, I am the law. Constable, summon the hangman.
Justice! Justice! Justice!
Constable, did you hear me?
I'm sorry, sir. Can't do it.
Can't do it, did you say? Have you all gone mad? Do you forget who's in charge here?
We haven't forgotten.
Widow Fleming!
Tell him, Arthur.
No free man shall be seized or imprisoned or stripped of his rights or possessions or outlawed or exiled or...
Enough! Quiet!
That's my boy.
I couldn't believe my eyes. There was the Widow Fleming and Arthur and Cornelius and his Harvard mates, Judge Warren and the constable, even Mrs. Coffin and her regulars from the tavern, hundreds of indentured servants just like us, and one ex-pirate named Jamaica Jack.
You fools, you realize you've been duped? Take a look at this scoundrel, Ben Franklin. Here is your great veracity, Quince. Here is your wise Silence Do-Good, a mere boy, a servant, indentured to his own brother. What do you think of your hero now?
Three cheers for Benjamin Franklin!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Enough! Constable, tell your men to fix bayonets. Constable, do you hear me? The rest of you men, do as I say. Open fire. Open fire, I said. You have your orders. Why don't you obey them?
Because they know your orders are hollow, Archie.
How dare you?
With all due respect, Governor, you're not the governor anymore. You've been recalled, and the constable has the letter to prove it.
Felicity, my own flesh and blood, you stabbed me in the back?
But Father.
Leave my sister alone. She didn't tell anyone. I did.
Thaddeus?
I won't add treason to the other mistakes I've made. Time to throw in the cards, Father. You've lost.
Untie Ben and the others!
Bless you, Jack. Bless all of you. But what's that smell?
It smells like burning pitch.
And there's a basket of feathers to go with it.
Find the hiding hang edge and hang over. Who's got the rope? Give him justice.
No, wait. I speak for Silence Do-Good, don't I? Silence Do-Good says the answer to the governor's tyranny is not the tyranny of the mob. Let's show them back in London what Boston is made of. Laws and liberty.
Drinks are on the house at Coffin's Tavern.
They carried us on their shoulders like conquering heroes. The fireworks continued long into the night, long after they had run out of lemon squash at Coffin's Tavern. As for Archibald Templeton, former governor of the royal province of Massachusetts Bay, he remained alone beneath the hanging tree, without his son and daughter, without a friend in this world or the next. And as for me, my whole future lay in front of me.
You're up early, Ben Franklin.
Early to bed, early to rise. That's my motto.
It's a good one. You should write it down.
Maybe someday. What brings you here at this hour?
The same thing that brought you, I think. That ship that just departed, the one bound for England. My father and my brother are on board.
They left you behind?
No, I chose to stay. This is my home now.
What do you intend to do?
I've been offered a job teaching music at a new conservatory here in Boston. One day, I hope to become a soloist.
On the harpsichord?
Oh, no. It's much too plucky. I've been practicing on that new instrument you told me about. The one called a piano. Perhaps it has a future after all. And perhaps so do I.
I have no doubt, Felicity.
Thank you, Ben.
For what?
For showing me that dreams are possible. Farewell.
It was merely a kiss on the cheek. Nothing more. And nothing more would ever come of it. But as I watched her walk away towards her new life, I knew I would cherish that kiss for the rest of my days, like a treasure.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
And where have you been, Benjamin?
Sorry, James, I...
Read this. Tell me what you think.
You want my opinion?
Don't you have one? Always?
The new royal governor is expected to arrive any day now. It is hoped that he will prove nothing like his predecessor. Signed, James Franklin, editor and publisher.
Well?
You sign your name to it.
Anne says Franklin is a good name. She's willing to share it.
Congratulations, James. I wish you joy.
I still await your opinion.
It's good. To the point. Independent.
Rare praise from the famous brother of the two.
You haven't scolded me for being late or lazy. Why not?
I owe you for carrying on the paper while I was under arrest. And even more for saving my life.
You would have done the same.
But you did it. And yet...
Yes, James?
Now that you've been revealed to be Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good, isn't it time you stopped hiding behind other names and struck out on your own?
I'm bound to you for another 7 years.
Anne says, since Guy Fawkes Night, there's been a rash of runaways. Turn your back for one moment and a trusted apprentice vanishes into thin air.
You don't say.
Of course, you would need someone to take your place.
I was thinking the same thing. May I present Miss Eliza Boyd?
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Franklin.
A girl in the print shop?
How hard can it be if the Franklin brothers can do it?
Eliza Boyd, you're hired.
You haven't heard my terms, sir.
Your terms?
I will give you 1 year. If I like the work, I'll stay on at a salary that's mutually agreeable.
Ben, did you put her up to this?
Nobody tells Eliza what to think or what to do, as you will soon learn.
Very well, miss. Let's see if you can handle a printing press.
Uh-huh.
Afraid of getting ink on your fingers?
Try me.
All right. These are blocks of type. This is your ink.
There would be no goodbyes. Eliza and I had already said ours, and I knew James had turned his back deliberately so I could vanish into thin air. I walked out of the print shop, never to enter it again.
Do you mean to fly away on your kite, Ben?
No, Sam. I'll settle for a ship this time.
You don't have to go.
Yes, I do, John. In Boston, I'll always be James Franklin's little brother, his apprentice. There's a wide world out there, and I mean to see it and change it.
If anyone can, you can, Ben.
Thank you, Ned. I'll miss your honesty and your muscles.
They're always at your service.
And Sam, I'll miss your laugh.
I ain't laughing now, Ben.
And John, you'll carry on, won't you? You'll make Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good proud.
I'll do my best, Ben.
No one can do more.
All aboard!
Farewell, you bunch of wharf rats. One day we'll meet again as free men.
There you are! I was tempted to set sail without you.
Sorry, Jack. It was harder to leave than I thought.
The Widow Fleming gives you her blessing and the loan of this ship to take you to a new city and a fresh new start. What'll it be, Ben? New York? Philadelphia? The choice is yours.
New York? Philadelphia? They both have their advantages and disadvantages. I'm not sure to choose.
You could toss a coin if you had one.
It just so happens I have one in my pocket.
Holy Neptune! It's a Spanish doubloon! Solid gold!
I couldn't let it all sink to the bottom of the sea, could I? I tossed that gold coin high in the air.
Heads New York, tails Philadelphia.
It landed on the deck of the ship and spun around and around. And where it stopped, well, as Silence Do-Good would say, that's a story for another day.
From everyone at Gen Z Media, thanks for listening to Young Ben Franklin.
We had so much fun making this show, and there's a lot of extremely talented people to thank.
The podcast was created and produced by Gen Z Media
and was written by Lucky Gold and David Kreisman.
The music was composed by Colton Weatherston, with additional music by Chris Terry and Sean Pierce. Benjamin Strauss was our executive producer. Laura Ekstrand voice directed the show, Darian Newsom edited those voices, and Chris Terry did the sound design and mixing. As with all Gen Z shows, we owe so much to our wonderfully talented young actors. Chris Richards as young Ben Franklin, Presley Ryan as Eliza, Riley McDonald as Felicity, Kyle Kowaleski as Thaddeus, Benjamin Nywood as Sam, Sahil Sirdish Pandey as John, Shane Epstein Pertullo as Ned, and Sam Oz Stone as James Franklin. Our adults were played by the terrific David McDonald as the Governor, Andre DeSantis as Jamaica Jack, Ricky Hards as the Constable, and Joe Fellman as old Ben Franklin. Additional voices were played by Kari Jensen Gold, Brian Corrigan, Kevin Sebastian, Bev Sheehan, and Arthur Strauss. For more great shows like this one, be sure to visit Gen Z's home on the web at bestrobotever.com or find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. So thanks again, and we'll see you out there on another quality podcast from Gen Z Media.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.